Monk Sylvia sees everyone, her reflection, as her ideal self. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Positive Monks. Monk Sylvia sees everyone, her reflection, as her ideal self. Now, that's not a difficult thing to do when you're perfect. And, of course, Monk Sylvia is perfect. So, as Monk Sylvia sees everyone, her reflection, as her ideal self, she looks around her world and she says, "Wow, what a wonderful world I have. What a wonderful kingdom I have. Everyone in my kingdom is recognizing that they are living in their ideal self. This is my Disneyland. This is my kingdom like the Queen might have. This is my kingdom wherever I am. And my kingdom I take with me so wonderfully," Sylvia says. Sylvia sees everyone, her reflection, as her ideal self. Now, what do you consider your ideal self, Sylvia? Well, my ideal self is perfect spirit, perfect mind, perfect body. Well, that's pretty nice, Sylvia. But how do you define a perfect spirit, perfect mind, perfect body? Well, I define a perfect spirit as my being one with my universal self. My being one as the allness in the universe. One as the perfection, the divine ideal, the divine perfection of all that is. Well, that's nice. Kind of hard to put your finger on that, though, isn't it? That's right. But since I see everyone as a reflection of my ideal self, I like to think that I am ideal. So I look at everyone, and I see them all being good and beautiful. No matter what they're doing in the outer world that other people might see them, I see them doing everything perfect. I see them being loving. I see them being gentle. I see them being caring. I see them being generous. I see them being abundant. I see them being healthy. I see them being loving, unconditionally loving. Oh boy, oh boy. You see, I can do that because I'm the creator of my world. And I can create anything I want in my world. And so, it's my desire to create everything in my world as the reflection of my ideal self. And my ideal self is perfect. My ideal self is wonderful. My ideal self is beautiful. My ideal self is all that is good. And so, as I create my world like that, wow, I sure have a good world. And everybody looks at me, and they see me in the perfection that I see them. I see everyone in my world as an ideal, and so everyone in my world sees me as an ideal. And that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. Sylvie sort of snickers a little bit as she says, "Yeah, that's kind of nice. I like that. I like that. I like having everybody in my world see me like I see them. And I see them fabulous, and they see me fabulous. I see them whole and perfect, and they see me whole and perfect. And I see them abundant, oh, so abundant, so rich. And they see me, oh, so abundant, so rich." My goodness sakes. Sylvia, you really get into that, don't you? Well, sure. That's the only way to play the game. The only way to play the game is let nothing get into your consciousness except that which you wish to experience and know and be. And of course, if you know and be and are that which you are, then nothing can get into your consciousness because you're the creator of your world and you create outwardly everything that's within you. So if you create outwardly everything that's within you, then you create the beauty, the wonder, the magic, the goodness. You create all that is right from within you. And in creating all that is without you, within you, and all that's within you, without, you have a beautiful world indeed. Everything about your world is wonderful, magnificent. And this is exactly how we want to live our lives. This is exactly how we want to be who we are. By just listening to what Sylvia says about herself. Sylvia sees everyone, her reflection, as her ideal self. And whenever Sylvia's reflection gets a little bit smudgy, she takes out her lens polishing cloth and she gently polishes her vision, and her vision is back in order again. The vision is always there. It's always perfect. But sometimes we let a few little illusions, that's a good word for them. We let a few little illusions get in the way and keep us from being the wonderful being that we are. Well, today, let's join Sylvia and see everyone as our reflection of our ideal self. And if we do that, then Sylvia will not have come to us in vain. She will have come to us with the lovely attitude that we accept and apply in our life and our affairs. How wonderful it is. How very, very, very wonderful it is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.